निराशी जगचित्यात्मा तप्त सर्व परिग्रह शारीरं केवलं कर्म कुर्बन नाप्नोति किल्मिषम्। दिस इज रिक्वायर्ड इन ह्यूमन लाइफ, इट इज नॉट फॉरबिडन दैट यू स्टार्व, नो, दैट इज नॉट स्टेटेड इन दिस हार्ट। Javadatth Vininna, to keep your health and body, and the body and the soul together, you must live very nicely so that you may not be diseased. Because this human form of life is meant for making a progress so that all the problems of life may be solved. It is required. Jukta, jukta hara viharasta, in another place. Jukta hara viharasta, yoga bhavati siddhi. When one becomes yogi, our real purpose of life is to become yogi. Yogi means to re-establish our connection, our lost connection with God. At the present moment, in our material condition, we have forgotten our relationship, our eternal relationship with Krishna, our God. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Pabhunar Sabanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udar. The Krishna Bhakti, our love for Krishna, is there, eternal. But on account of our contamination with this material world, we have forgotten our relationship. Just like a bad man, he forgets his relationship with the family. He loiters in the street. He eats anywhere and everywhere, and all rubbish things. Although he may have very rich father, well-to-do family, but forgetting, madness means forgetfulness of his real life. So, we are now forgetful of our real life. This has been also exemplified by a Vaishnava poet, Pishachi Paile Jana Motichanna Hor, Mayagrasta Jiver Sei Dasa Upojar. Pishachi, when a man is haunted by ghost, as he speaks all nonsense, he cannot recognize his father, mother, and relative. Sometimes he calls them by ill names on account of being ghostly haunted. Pishachi Pile. Similarly, in the condition state under the influence of Maya, we are also talking so many nonsense things. I belong to this family, I belong to this nation, I belong to this community, my business is this, simply forgetting Krishna consciousness. All other business he remembers, but when he requested to become Krishna conscious, to understand Krishna, hidden light. Accept Krishna consciousness, he'll take all responsibility and work hard for that purpose. This is called Maya Prasthuti. So, Nirashi, that would go to our original position. That is called tapasya. Tapasya means to revive our original, normal life of Krishna consciousness. That is called tapasya. This tapasya is not possible by the cats and dogs or animals. Tapasya is meant for the human being. Therefore, the human life is called Durlabha. Durlabha manaso janma. Tadapi arthadam adhurvam. Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaro acharya pragva dharman bhagavatanya. Durlabha manaso janma. Tadapi arthadam adhurvam. He advised his class friends, my dear friends, from childhood, we shall learn the science of Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means to re-establish our lost relationship with Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. And this can be solved in this human form. Therefore, education of Krishna consciousness should be given from the very childhood, Kumara. Kumara means from the age of 5th year up to the 10th year. This is called Kumara. So we have opened our school in Texas. We are training very nicely all these children. And they are very learning. Children, as we teach them, they learn. They are innocent. Unfortunately, we do not give them training about Krishna consciousness. We give them education for sense gratification. How you can earn money, economic development. Economic development means to get more money and to satisfy senses more and more. This is the modern view. But Krishna says that to achieve the perfection of life, one should be nirasi. Nirasi means unnecessarily desiring for sense gratification. Everyone has got right to live and live nicely. For that purpose, there is sufficient arrangement by the Lord. Ekuja bhunam virudhati kama. There is sufficient arrangement. No living being will starve. There is such arrangement. But when we forget more and more Krishna and God, nature will punish. There will be restriction of supply of foodstuff. That is nature's law. Devi Jisa Gunavai Mamu Maya Durastaya. Mami Uja Prabhatantri Maya Mita. The present crisis, food crisis, everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not say that you live by breathing air. No. Bhagavad Gita says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutani. Anna means food grains. There is necessity of food grains. Anna bhavanti bhutani. Bhagavad Gita never says that you don't require to eat. You simply breathe air and practice yoga. No. But we must eat neither more nor less. That is the command. Yukta ahara vihara. We should not eat more, not less. And nirasi means desireless of extravagance. Now we are desiring for sense gratification more and more. That is not wanted. If you want perfection of life, this is called tapasya. One has got the desire. But he should not desire unnecessary. Everyone has got the right to eat. Even the animals, everyone has got the right. But because we are desiring to enjoy more, therefore we do not give the chance to the animals to live properly. Rather, we are trying to eat the animals. This is not required. This is called nirasa. Why you should eat animals? That is uncivilized life. When there is no food, when there are aborigines, they may eat animals because they do not know how to grow food. But when human society becomes civilized, he can grow so many nice food. He can keep the cows. Instead of eating the cows, we can get milk, sufficient milk. We can make so many preparations from milk and grains. So we should not desire unnecessarily to enjoy more. Then it is said here, Kurban na apnati kilnisham. Kilmisham means resultant action of sinful life. Kilmisham. So, if we don't desire more than our necessary, then we are not implicated, involved in sinful activities. Kurmanabhi. Even though is engaged in working, while you are working, knowingly or unknowingly, you have to commit something which is not pious, even sinful. But if you simply desire for living properly, then kurbannapi na apnati, na kirmisham. Kurbannapi na apnati kirmisham. Our life should be without any sinful reaction. Otherwise you'll have to suffer. But they do not believe, although they are seeing so many abominable lights, where from they are coming? 8,400,000 species of life. There are so many lights living very abominable condition. Of course, the animals or the living creatures does not know. But we human beings, we should know why this is this abominable life. This maya is illusion. Even one is just like a pig is living in a very filthy condition, eating stool, and still he is thinking very happy, and therefore he is getting fat. When one feels happy, I am very happy, he becomes fatty. So you find these pigs, they are very much fatty, but what they eat? They eat a stool and live in a filthy place. But they think that we are very happy. So that is Maya's illusion. Anyone who is living in a very abominable condition of life, Maya's, by illusion, is thinking that he is all right. He is living very perfectly. But a person who is on the higher stage, he sees that he is living in a very abominable condition. So, this illusion is there, but by knowledge, by good association, by taking instruction from the Shastra, from Guru, from saintly person, one should understand what is the value of life and live like that. So this is instructed by Krishna, that nirashi, one should not be unnecessarily desireful, more than his necessities of life. This is called nirashi. Nirashi, another meaning is that not very much fond of material enjoyment. And that is possible when he is in full knowledge, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. My necessity is how to advance in spiritual knowledge. Then he can become nirashi. These are the items for tapasya, austerity, penance. People have forgotten now. They do not know what is austerity. But the human life is meant for that purpose. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddhe satya. Jina brahma sukham anantam. These are the instructions of the Shastra. The human life is meant for tapasya. And as tapasya, therefore, in the basic way of life, the beginning of life is tapasya, brahmachari. Brahmachari. A student is sent to Gurukul for practicing brahmacharya. This is tapasya. Not comfortable life. Lying down on the floor, going door to door for begging alms for Guru. But they are not tired because their children, if they are trained, these austerities, they begin to practice. They call all women, women, mother, mother, give me some alms. And they come back to Guru's place. Everything belongs to Guru. This brahmachari life. This is tapasya. Tapo dibbam. That is Vedic civilization. that children should be, from the very beginning of life, trained up in tapasya, brahmacharya, celibacy. Brahmachari cannot see any young woman. Even the guru's wife is young. He cannot go to the guru's wife. These are the restrictions. Now, where is that brahmacharya? No brahmacharya. This is Kali Yuga. No tapasya. But according to Vedic civilization, varnasram dharma. Vedic civilization means four varnas and four ashramas. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. We have begun our lecture on the basis. Chatuvarnam maya system gunatanma vibhava. So this is civilization. Unless one comes to this standard of civilization, varnasram dharma, that is animal civilization. So we prefer animal civilization. Therefore we are living like animals also, fighting like cats and dogs, and suffering like cats and dogs also. This is the position. Nirashi jatachittatma. Control. I shall accept as much as I require. Not more than that. Not less than that. Controlling the chitta, intelligence, atma, mind, or self-control. Nirasi jata chitta atma, prakta sarva parigraha. Parigraha means unnecessarily collecting something. Atyahara. Atyahara prayasas. Sri Rupa Goswami has given definition how bhakti is killed. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha lulam janasangasya saravi bhakti pranasati. If you want to advance in spiritual life, bhakti yoga, then you should avoid all these things. Six kinds of saravi, six kinds. Bhakti pranasati. What is that? Atyahara. Eating more than you require. Actually, we should not eat unless you are very hungry. That is good eating. When you are hungry, you can eat any ordinary things, still you feel very satisfied. So, not routine eating. Routine eating must be there. We shall not eat more than that. But the best principle is that if we do not feel hungry, we should not eat. If there is no hunger and at the same time no appetite and we eat, that brings indigestion. Dysentery, indigestion. So why should we eat? Accept. Therefore it is forbidden. Atyahara. Aha means eating. Eating more than mikva. And ahara means collecting of. Collecting more than necessary. Atyahara prayasas. Prayas means things which are done with great endeavor. No. We shall accept things which is very easily done. Not to waste our energy unnecessarily. Atyahara prayasa. Prajalpa. Talking on nonsense. Sitting together. And on the newspaper. Such politicians said like this, that social workers, all nonsense. Practically, you try to avoid all these newspaper reading. Or talking on nonsense subject matter. That is called prajalpa. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means niyam, schedule war, rules and regulation, not to accept. Niyam agraha and niyam agraha. Agraha means unnecessarily agraha, but without any result. That is called niyama agraha. You must follow the rules, regulation, so that you are benefited. But if you are not benefited simply by following the rules and regulation, that is agraha, only for the rules and regulation, not for the result. We must see that there is result. Niyama agraha. Janasangasta. To associate with unwanted people. You must associate with devotees, not others. They are called janasangasta, lola, greediness, saradhi bhakti, pranasta. If you are a student of devotional service, you must avoid all these things. And just the opposite number, usaha, dajya, nishaya, tattva-karma pravartana, sato-vitte, sadhu-sanghe, saradhi, bhakti, prasiddhati. Prasiddhati means you increase. What is that? Usaha, endama. In this life, I must fulfill my mission of Krishna consciousness. That is called usaha. Dvijja, don't be agitated because it is not giving results immediately. Just patiently go on working. Usaha, dvijja, nishaya. Nishaya means to have full faith in the words of Krishna. Krishna says, kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranaspati. This is called full faith. The Krishna has said, that if I am in devotional service, I will never be lost. Krishna will give me protection. Krishna says, Ahankva sadhupa vipha mappashyam. So that is, this is called surrender. Not that all Krishna says, but may not be able to protect me. No, Krishna is able. He is all-powerful, omnipotent. He can give you protection. When he says, that ahankva sarvapa vipama khashyami, that is a fact. This is called nishaya. Certainly Krishna will give me protection. Not that because I do not see Krishna, I do not know whether Krishna will give me protection. No, that word is sufficient. This is called nishaya. Utsa dhachya nishaya. Tattva-karma pravartanat. But you must follow the rules and regulations. As it is enjoined in the Shastra. Not that Krishna will give me protection and I may do whatever I like. I can eat anything I like, I can do anything I like. Just some rascal advices. There is no such thing, restriction in the self-generalization. You can eat anything, you can do anything. People like that program. And as soon as there is restriction, they do not like. Because we put so many restrictions, I am called in the Western world, Swamiji, you are very conservative. So, we have to become conservative. Follow the rule. Not that we give liberty. That whatever you like, you do, and at the same time, you make progress, spiritual life. That is not possible. Because spiritual life means tapasya. Formerly, great saintly persons, they underwent very, very severe tapasya. For thousands of years, hundreds of years, then they attained success. In the Kali Yuga, it is not possible to undergo such severe tapasya. There is concession. The concession is that you live a pure life and chant Hare Krishna mantra. This is not sufficient. The pure life, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. This is pure life. These boys and girls who have joined this movement, they have given up They are not dying. Nobody will die if he leads a pure life. Anyone will make progress. Tapasa, brahmacharya, these are the intention of the sadhu. If you want to be happy, this is the tapo dibbang putraka jina suddhita sakta. Sakta means my existence. At the present moment, my existence is not suddha, purified. Just like if your health is contaminated, then you get some disease. So, for the soul, the living entity, this disease, janma mitra jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana, this is a kind of disease. Now, it is a fact, because the soul is eternal, mitra sāsvatāna, nahannate hannamāne sarīre. The soul is eternal. It does not die. It does not annihilate after destruction of the body. But there is change of body. Mrittu, janma mrittu means change of body. Tathādehāntara prāpti. So people should be intelligent to know why I shall undergo this tribulation of repetition of birth and death. But they do not know it. There is life without birth and death. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, never taking birth again with this material birth. There is a life like that. We get this information. Why should we not fulfill this mission of life in this human form of life? Why unnecessarily desire so many sense gratifications? This is called tapasya. If all life you have enjoyed the sense gratification, the heart on it, via my instrument, eating, sleeping, sex life, and protection from fearfulness. Now this has been done in so many lives. Why not in this life make a perfect process so that no more death, no more birth, no more disease, no more oldness. They think it is all utopian, but we don't think. We believe in the words of Krishna, words of the Shastra, and we are trying to accept it, practice it, and preach it. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Tapo dibbang jenas suddheta satya. Well, why we should be interested to purify our existence? Jena brahma sukham anantam. You are after happiness. This happiness is temporary happiness, sense gratification. This is not happiness. Sukham atantikam yat tat otindriya grahyam. Real happiness beyond these material sense gratifications. That is real happiness. So we should search after that happiness. Ramanti yogina ananti satyanandi sitātmani iti rāma padenāsu parabrahma iti avidhīya. Real happiness is to enjoy with Rāma. Enjoy with Krishna. What is that enjoyment? Krishna is the master. He orders and he performs the order. That is enjoyment. Master and servant. Not as master, as servant. That is our enjoyment. Just like a faithful servant and a rich master. The reciprocation is service. The master is also satisfied by the service of the servant, and the servant is also satisfied giving service to the master. This is our relation. Jiver sarupai nitya Krishna das. Unfortunately, we are trying to become master. Instead of submitting ourselves to become the eternal, we are eternal servant. We cannot be master. If we do not become servant of Krishna, then we have to become the servant of our senses, that's all. paramount to immersion. As you become servant of Krishna, then automatically you become master of your senses. Because senses cannot allure you for satisfaction of the senses, because senses are engaged. Sarvapadhi vini muktam tatparatena nirvalam rishikena rishikesa sevaram bhakti richate. Rishikesa, Krishna's another name is Rishikesa. So Rishikesa, when Rishik means senses, when we engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. And as soon as we engage our senses, we upadhi, sarvapadhi. We have got so many upadhis. I am this, I am that. I am human being, I am cat, I am dog, I am Brahma, I am Sudra, I am American, I am Indian. These are all upadhis. So sarvapadhi jinin mukta. When one becomes free from all these upadhis, he understands that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. Therefore my business is to reciprocate transaction with the supreme Brahma, Parabrahma. Mayavadi philosophers, they do not know that there is relationship that the Parabrahma and Brahma can be engaged in loving transaction. That they do not understand. See, they think that Brahma, when merges into the existence of Parabrahma, then business is finished. No, business is not finished. Because we are individual, it is not possible to remain without any activity. That is theory, that without any activity we shall remain. That is not possible. And if we have no information of the spiritual activity, then we have to come back again to this material activity. That is practical example. There are many sannyasis. They so-called merging into Brahma, but they come back in material activities, in politics, in sociology, and so on. These instructions are very valuable. Nirasi yata chityatma sakta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam kar. Shariram. Just to maintain your body. Be satisfied. Whatever is supplied by Krishna, be satisfied. Don't aspire more and more. Save time. You can, with great enthusiasm, you can make progress in Krishna consciousness. Shariram, kevalam, not for sense gratification. You have to eat. These things are eatable. Food grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar. That's all. Why should you eat nonsense things? This will keep your health very nice. Satsitaha. And you can prepare so many nice preparations within this jurisdiction. Why should you go and kill animals for the satisfaction of the tongue? Not allowed. Then you will be again entangled. Otherwise, to keep your body in nice condition, you eat all these things which is meant for the human being. Then you will keep peace and save time for Krishna advancement in Krishna consciousness. And if you become always engaged for sense gratification, go on working, then go to the restaurant, eat, drink, and make your body agitated, then find out liquor and woman. What is this life? This is not life. This is animal life. Real life is that you keep your health nicely, save time, take ordinary, very nutritious food within the jurisdiction of Krishna Prasad. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi vatta apidacchati. So Krishna eats all these things. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam. Vegetable, liquid things, water, milk, and so many other things, grains. So you offer to Krishna. Krishna is here. Krishna, although he is very virata, universal form, but Krishna has accepted Bhakta Vigraha. So that you can serve, you can see, you can touch, and your life becomes successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.